Yeah. Kickerverse Music Group. Precise Politics. J Love. Star Saxon, what up? DubCNN.com.
Ain't none of y'all better. What y'all
you
know about
it?
Putting my work
on the block.
Ain't none of y'all better.
None of y'all better.
Let you know it's all real.
Is it real?
Y'all
yeah, let's get it poppin'. The number one podcast for anything that's rockin'. Microphone masters, daddy, your only option. Sports talk, politics, the new joints droppin'. J Love and Star Saxon choppin' it up. Kick a verse, collab, precise politics. I stay in the lab, a similar to flex, droppin' the bomb. Write that murder for the dub, CNN.com. I'm the wisdom that'll help your man spot the undercovers. The block that supplies and feeds you and your brothers. The hunger that'll take your hustle to another level. The courage under fire while you letting off the metal. The shine in your bezel when you recognize your worth. The instinct to pop off first. I'm the truth in your lies. The feeling that you other podcasts despise. After you analyze and start to realize,
ain't none of y'all better. What y'all know about
putting my work on the block?
Ain't none of y'all better.
Let you know it's so real.
You are listening to Microphone Masters on DubCNN.com. I am J Love, and with me as always is the one and only Star Saxon. What is good, man?
Yo, man, the holiday season is fast approaching, and I ain't finished shopping for shit.
I still got a couple things I need to do for the wife. She actually wanted some boots, and so last week we went to search for these boots, and she couldn't find them. She couldn't find the exact boots and the size that she wanted, so I think maybe, if not tomorrow, then the day after, we're going to try again. So that's what she wants, so I'm going to try to get that, and if that'll be a slightly pretty penny, but at least that would be something that she wants.
At least she told you what she wants.
Oh, you a fool. Hey, speaking of what we want, I want to run something by you real quick. We got a great episode lined up for you. We got some things we want to run by Star Saxon. But I want to get this on you. We're both fans of football. You're more of a Pittsburgh Steeler guy. I'm a Raider fan. But for the longest time, the Pro Bowl has been maligned, just as they're not giving effort, doing all these things. So what they did this year is they're trying to change it up and do a little bit more of a skills competition type thing to go along with it. So they're doing a power
right.
relay challenge. They're doing a precision passing like they used to do back in the day. Remember when they used to do that? They used to show it on ABC back in the day.
I remember that shit, yeah, like the fastest man in the NFL and all that other stuff.
Exactly, but now they're going to add something. I want to get your thoughts on this, Mr. Saxon. They're going to do...
I know what you're going to say.
They're going to do a Pro Bowl dodgeball. Pro Bowlers will compete
yeah.
in a game of dodgeball. You know you was waiting for me to bring this up today. So what are your thoughts about 270-pound, 300-pound football players that have the strength of Zeus playing dodgeball?
Just for the record, man, last time I checked, the way God made it, there was 24 hours in a fucking day. 24, right?
Right.
So somehow Roger Goodell believes I'm supposed to dedicate 1.5 to 3 hours of my time in a day to watching this bullshit, right?
Right.
Okay. No. I don't want to watch players do dodgeball. I don't want to watch the players play Xbox Pro Bowl of themselves because they don't want to risk getting injured. I don't want to watch them see who can smoke a blunt the fastest. I don't want to watch them do anything. Look, man, just do that shit as like an honorable mention. Yo, you're a Pro Bowl DB. Get a bonus. Yo, you're a Pro Bowl quarterback. Get a bonus. And move the fuck on, man. The game is too violent to be playing this shit in the capacity of half-ass. When we know, like, Tyler Eifert fucked his ankle up for the Bengals, the tight end at the Pro Bowl. He's like, I'm never doing that shit again.
Right.
So why do you think he's going to compete full out in a fucking dodgeball game, dude? And look, man, you played dodgeball growing up. We all played dodgeball growing up.
Yes, sir.
The big issue with the dodgeball is not dodging the ball. It's just not getting hit in the eyeball.
Yes.
And not getting hit in the ball, right?
Right.
Can you imagine if Tom Brady just threw a rocket dodgeball pass? Because you know he going to the Pro Bowl. And it hit Khalil Mack in the fucking eye.
Yeah.
this motherfucker needs eye surgery. Because you know that shit happened, right? You in like ninth grade, rainy day schedule. You can't go outside and play basketball for Pete. And the coach's like, yo, let's get some dodgeball going. And then they just start firing the balls at the nerd, fucking him up, hit him in the eye and shit. Right? Hit him in the balls and shit, right? What's going to happen? What's going to happen if Derek Carr fires a dodgeball and it like hits Aaron Rodgers of the NFC in the balls? That's fighting words right there, right?
That's true.
Dude, are we really out of ideas, man? Like, dodgeball?
Yeah.
Next year, they're going to play Smear the Queer. Capture the flag. Capture the flag. How about they're gonna play Electronic Battleship and we just get to fucking watch them. Or even better, chess. Can you imagine that? Aaron Rodgers hitting that little fucking button every time he goes like Bishop, Red 4.
Click.
You know what I mean? Stop it, dude. Just stop the fucking Pro Bowl, dude. They just want the free trip to Hawaii, man. Just put them on Southwest. Send them out to Hawaii. Maybe Von Miller can make another sex tape. And we can all watch that.
That's what's up. So we're going to get into a couple songs and come back. Because I want to talk to Star Saxon. Get Star Saxon's input on the importance of Chance the Rapper and what he's doing in the game right now. Getting a nod in terms of, I think it's the Grammys. A Grammy nomination nod. So we got Dirty OG's background. I know you've been bumping it. I talked to my boy Kane, Sugar Kane, and he said, yo, Jay, you bumping that Dirty OG's? And it's amazing how that, in the same way that we had the conversation about some of the more veteran MCs bringing it back in a renaissance of sorts, it's ironic because he mentioned the same thing. So we got Dirty OG's background. We have Feng Shy. It's called Fuck Wale. We got The Roots featuring Busta Rhymes, Joel Ortiz called My Shot. So we got Dirty OG's, we got Roots, Busta Rhymes, Joel Ortiz. We're going to come back, ask Star Saxon a couple questions. You're listening to Microphone Masters on DubCNN.com.
For a long time when y'all was young.
Oh, you talking about like 1989 or some shit like that? Yeah, I feel you.
Then when you finally run into it years later, bitches acting totally brand new.
You can't fold a fold. It ain't shit you can do. Suck dick, little bitch, you funky bitch, you. It ain't no lacking in my mackin'. You been fucking niggas for free for years. You been hustling backwards, bitch. I know your older sister and your older brother and your cousin and my auntie went to school with your mother. But most importantly, what's true is how much a nigga know you. Bitch, I know your background. I know your background. I know your background. I know your background.
Stretch your mind for a tail one inch. The way I put the dick down on a bitch is a cinch. And ho, I'm not a trick or a motherfucking fool. That particular shit that you're doing ain't cool.
Ain't cool.
All the streets speaking negative about me. I knock fire from your ass, so ho, don't doubt me. The drugs in your system is causing your behavior. Fucking up your character and fucking up your flavor.
See, I never save ya. I'm too much of a gangster. And hold on the romance, cause I just wanna bang ya. Maybe we could hit the mall and stop to eat. See, but you gon' get the check, bitch. Bitches shop for me. You can play that pay for pussy shit with one of them tricks. I'm a dirty OG, ain't never loving a bitch. Pop a pill, bitch, chill, you gon' get what you need. Plenty dick across your lips while I'm puffing
bitch,
this weed.
Bitch, I know your background.
Yeah, I do.
I know your background.
Funky bitch, you.
I know your background.
Your whole crew.
I know your background. You little funky bitch, you.
Yo.
Yeah, I know your background.
I met the bitch in traffic on me, you know what I'm saying? We was about to come swap me. They was knocking that motherfucker down and that bitch playing for dick.
They say blood thicker than water, but come thicker than blood. That's why you fathers lost your daughters to a thug. And stitching used to be a nigga lying through his tooth. Nowadays, it's a citizen that's telling the truth. I'm baked under the influence of marijuana, word for word. I'm a dirty OG, and we want it bird for bird. Yeah. So break bread and get broken. It's moon rock that I'm smoking. It better see the OG or Weasel Oak is smoking.
Walking in the club like, bitch, what you doing? Who the fuck you think you fooling? Bitch, why you bullshit? Acting all high, sedentary. Expensive ass shoes with no car to get around in the city. Said acting all funny for Diddy. You bought new ass, new titties. Now you think you pretty? Huh. You must have lost your motherfucking mind, bitch.
Yeah,
I knew you since 1989, bitch.
You're just another fine bitch looking to win.
Uh-huh.
By any means needed just to get you some ends. But missing all the principles to make you a star. Fucking every other nigga with a chain in the car. blisters on your feet, club hopping for weeks. Okay. Trying to catch a brother sleep while you popping them cheeks. You the reason women even get the rep of a hoe. Why? Playing hard to get, but you just like the rest of them.
Bitch, I know your background.
I know your background.
So I caught the bitch in traffic, right? We about to, like I said, we about to come swap.
You little funky bitch, you. I know your background.
Yeah, I do.
I know your background.
Your whole fucking crew.
I know your background. You little funky bitch, you.
Little funky assholes putting on all these motherfucking airs like they some old top of the line ass bitch.
Bitch ain't nothing but a funky dirty dog once a month bleeding bitch. I heard she was on probation for stealing a bike.
Yeah, mother, the bitch got caught pushing the bike up the whole stroll. Bitch, you can't ride and sell pussy, bitch.
You can't kick in, bitch. You better kick rocks.
Fuck wrong with these hoes. I know your background, bitch.
Hard
you
on
came
bitch.
Up fucking around selling pussy in the club. Now you got your little whip hard dipping around bitch. This motherfucker like you high profile.
And you
raggedy
ain't
ass
got
bitch.
Plastic
ass titties with them spanks on. Raggedy ass bitch. You ain't shining no more, ho.
No.
Beat up ass bitch.
Bitch is a thot.
Know your background.
Since 1989.
Raggedy hoe, I know your background.
Fuck hard on the bitch.
Corrupt Young Gotti, we know these hoes, dog.
Dad Dillinger, what up?
We ain't gonna give them a break.
Fuck no, I know them
dirty
bitches.
Dirty OG's hard on the bitch.
What up, hey?
Pimpin' Young, Snoop Dogg.
Dirty OG's
what's up, Sugar Free?
Cocaine, the chill.
yeah, Goldie Loaf, my nigga.
Big Hutch.
Yo, look at her. This is Brian Stewart. I want to give a huge shout out to Microphone Masters, man. Always coming through.
And I'm battle rapping. I was known for battle rapping. I was you know, for Wale in DC in 2006. 7, 8, 9, now, present, tomorrow.
Yeah, yeah. It's that fucking time, man. Look. Look, fuck Wale, please stop rapping, you won't be missed. Colgate, you some jewels and you took it as a diss. Let me show you how it feel to get hit with a javelin, a hole in your soul and leave you leaking from your abdomen. Screaming DC, but where you be up in these streets? I battled it all days so I can eat. Ask Kurt Bone, you a pussy nigga always crying. Half of your rhymes is real, the half of your rhymes is lying. In a breakfast club, singing you like to battle. I never seen you on U Street when I slay them seeds like cattle. You good at girl songs and singing whack poetry. You a bitch, forgot your dick and traded it for ovaries. Screaming DC, but you live in Largo. Get your ass crushed like some clumsy cargo. Wale, new name should be Margo. My heart cold, nigga, shit, call me Fargo. I know where you be, trying to pump iron. Go ahead and talk shit and my niggas will pump iron. You choose who you scream on, nigga, you ain't ruthless. Raise your voice and you be fucking rapping toothless. What the fuck, Wale acting like Kid Cudi on the gram, trying to show J. Cole's your buddy. I seen you bark on niggas about your music and flexing, and now you trying to act like you battling depression. Okay, fuck it, nigga, you been up on my menu. I know a lot of DC niggas that wanna end you. Won't you talk about how many niggas you fucked over, from southeast to uptown to Landover. I spit seeds like Noah, chop like lawnmower. My words attack jumping out of black Range Rovers. You only got trails so little niggas can have you back, but there's nowhere to run from this verbal attack. Shit, insane arsonist, I feel no pity. Had to burn this bitch down, you ain't the face of my city. Please don't act, you know I'm spitting these facts. Run up and I show you how the gun go splat. I'm a MC murderer, the mic ain't never heard of ya. Mr. Booty Burglar, yeah, I'm serving ya. We can meet in Garfield with Father God for hour. In one breath, I'm showing you you's a coward. Better listen when I'm speaking, you motherfucking weakling. I'll shoot through your deacon, leave your Holy Ghost leaking.
God damn, I didn't wanna do this shit, bitch, nigga. But tell me, when the fuck was you battling in DC, nigga?
Hey yo, mugshot, gunshot, dope shot, jump shot. Take your pick, but you only get one shot. Advice from a school teacher to a young tot. Applying a sticker to a Spider-Man lunchbox. When even role models tell us we're born to be felons. We're never getting in a Harvard or Carnegie Mellon. And we gon' end up either robbing somebody or killing. It's not fair, that's all they can tell us. That's why I hustle hella hard, never celebrate a holiday. That'll be the day I could've finally hit the lottery. I refuse to ever lose or throw my shot away. Or chalk it up as just another one that got away. So I'm unapologetic, I want my calendar.
calisthenics. If I have given it all I got, I cannot regret it. My point of destination's different from where I was headed, cause I'ma shoot for the stars to get it. I shot, not throwing away my shot. I said I'm not throwing away my shot. Yo, I'm just like my country, I'm young, scrappy, and hungry, and I'm not throwing away my shot. I said I'm not throwing away my shot. No, I'm not throwing away my shot. Yo, I'm just like my country, I'm young, scrappy, and hungry, and I'm not throwing away my shot. When opportunity knock, you don't send anyone to get it. Answer the door, welcome and let it in or regret it. They said if you can't beat them, you join them. I say forget it, cause once you join them, you're building a ceiling of where you headed. Be American, express how you feel and take the credit. Don't settle for 87, go premium, unleaded him. Take off, shake all the hate off, it's over. And stay lost, the payoffs, their weight off your shoulders. Must admit, I'm feeling, kinda, lighter as a writer with this fire and desire to go higher than a stealth fighter pilot with my eye on every prize. I surprise you guys, I'm a prize fighter. Yeah. My nana, five described, inscribed, survive minor. Setbacks and take steps back from Pied Pipers. Be leaders, believers in yourself and mean it. I mean, you only get one shot, take it or leave it. I said I'm not throwing away my shot. I said I'm not throwing away my shot. Yo, I'm just like my country, I'm young, scrappy, and hungry, and I'm not throwing away my shot. I said I'm not throwing away my shot. No, I'm not throwing away my shot. Yo, I'm just like my country, I'm young, scrappy, and hungry, and I'm not throwing away my shot.
Rise up, if you're living on your knees, you rise up. Tell your brother that he's gotta rise up. Tell your sister that she's gotta rise up. When our folks like me and you gonna rise up. Every city, every hood, we need to rise up. All my soldiers, we need to rise up. We ain't got no other choice, we need to rise up. Rise up. Through all my travels and journeys through life, I've been searching and been learning to be the type of person to display I determine. I get when I'm searching inside, I feel that fire that's burning, like a knife that is turning. I fight while I'm hurting, sometimes they're right, cause life is a burden, like the pain from a bite that abortion, and trying to stifle the light that'll shine on me first, and before I ride in a hearsing. My breathing stops, you never take my one shot. I got for a line of earth, and now I come again, holding down Hamilton, Hercules, Mulligan, reading Infinity, fear or the Huffington, done with the suffering, we in the guts again, family rushing, and when the robusta been feeling the hunger and feeding the lust to win, lust to win. See, I've been patiently waiting for this moment to rise up again. It's the way I was molded, and it's the last one standing as the rest of them folded. Give me my one chance to grab the torch and properly hold it.
I said I'm not throwing away my shot. I said I'm not throwing away my shot. And yo, I'm just like my country, I'm young, scrappy, and hungry, and I'm not throwing away my shot. I said I'm not throwing away my shot. No, I'm not throwing away my shot. And yo, I'm just like my country, I'm young, scrappy, and hungry, and I'm not throwing away my shot. I said I'm not throwing away my shot. I said I'm not throwing away my shot. And yo, I'm just like my country, I'm young, scrappy, and hungry, and I'm not throwing away my shot. I said I'm not throwing away my shot. No, I'm not throwing away my shot. And yo, I'm just like my country, I'm young, scrappy, and hungry, and I'm not throwing away my shot. It's time to take a shot.
Are listening to Microphone Masters on DubCNN.com. So Chance the Rapper, I'm not the biggest Chance the Rapper fan. He's okay. My son Kendrick, my oldest, he likes Chance the Rapper. You ain't got no problem, you got no problem with me. But the significant thing about Chance the Rapper is that he's been on Jimmy Kimmel, he's been on all the late night shows, he's been selling out tours.
He's doing the circuit.
Doing all these things, but he's an independent rapper doing all these things. And he has been, and I don't know if you remember, we had this conversation a few months ago when we learned about the possible inclusion of mixtapes to be nominated for Grammys. And so this has happened because
right.
He had his coloring book or whatever that was nominated for a Grammy. So I wanted to get your thoughts on the impact or the significance of Chance the Rapper and what he's doing in the game.
Man, it's like the fucking Alpha and Omega, man. On the one side, clap your hands, get a cat, props. You fucking was in the trenches with the ill marketing plan. Basically, that's what it is, right?
Right.
Motherfuckers got good product, but this is really a marketing plan, right? You don't need to be on a major label to be pushed, played 60,000 times a fucking day on the radio. There's other ways to get to the fucking consumer, and he's clearly figured that shit out. So, again, props to him. That's the Alpha. But the Omega is, the music industry is like, holy shit, this fool's reaching people in a nonlinear trajectory that we're set up to capitalize on with all these artists willing to just sign over their fucking lives to industry rule number 3008. So really, I'm looking at the broader picture. That's just a wake-up call that we still, it's still a situation where the music industry is really in flux in the digital age, man. And they're still trying to figure out a way to be, to, dare I say, keep the shackles around the ankles of the artist and sending out, extending this olive branch to nominate Chance the Rapper means that they got their eyes, you know, on what it is that he's doing and how they can basically snatch that shit back from artists such as him to make sure they maximize their profits themselves. So I'm not saying that this nomination is going to ultimately turn into, like, the dissolution of the mixtape game, but it does acknowledge that they're looking at that shit and all the other avenues that mixtape artists tend to market themselves. So I would say for 2017, you know, just keep your eyes open, man. The fucking Capitol Records CEO guru might be fucking that shit up. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's still funny to me how a mixtape is, especially his mixtape, it's not as if he was using brand Nubian beats and doing stuff like that and rapping over that stuff on his tape. It's original music, but you call it a mixtape, and therefore it has a whole different definition. Sometimes that stuff just really annoys me. This is my street tape.
Dude, that shit kind of bothers me too. Yeah, it's always bothered me why people call something a mixtape when it'll be like 20 tracks long, 10 of the tracks is shit you've already heard, 6 of the motherfuckers is brand new, and if my math is right, like, 4 of the motherfuckers is like same lyrics, new, or a remixed beat over some other shit that's contemporary and popping at the time. It's not really like a mixtape that, you know what I mean?
You and I came up on mixtapes.
Yeah, real mixtape. Yes. You know what I mean? Real mixtape. It's not a mixtape. It's a product produced by an artist. Some of the material may be familiar to you, the consumer, but I'm going to give you a few new joints just to make sure this shit is hot. I don't think that constitutes a mixtape, especially when you're downloading it. You might have got that shit on Canal Street on a CD if you still have a fucking CD player, but the last thing it is a goddamn tape. Like, they don't even know what to call it. Like, we don't even have cassettes and they're calling it a mixtape. You know what I mean? I don't see TDK on that shit. I don't see Maxell. You know what I mean? I ain't getting 3 of them motherfuckers for $9.99. And my shit done got all fucking magnetized because it's sitting on my speaker. So side A is popping, side B is all muffled. You know? I'm asking you for some tape because my fucking mixtape broke and I got to stitch that shit back together again. And I hope it ain't on one of my favorite songs. Yeah, remember them days?
That's when you love that. That's the love of the music. So we're going to get into some music that we love. We got J-Rock, Necessary. We got Casual. Now, this one, I picked this one because this reminds me of Star Saxon. Because when this album came out, Star Saxon actually sent me a tape in the mail and said, yo, Jay, you got to bump this. So Casual Styles. And we got Special Ed. This is a throwback a little bit. It's called Never Go Back. So we have J-Rock, Casual, Special Ed. We're going to come back. I want to talk to Star Saxon about when trash talk goes wrong, or if he wants to take it to who are some of the people that he considers the best trash talkers, past and present. So you are listening to Microphone Masters on DubCNN.com.
I'm straight up out that east side, swinging like zip lines on 4G auto rim tie, automatic Spitfire, yakking a black canister. Look at this bastard go. It don't take much to aim, fingers be snatching souls out on my grind, ramen, stacking this cast of old. And I can check you where them niggas get body, but that ain't nobody business. So what the fuck is you asking for? Look, I'm just trying to blow good dope and put my feet to the metal in life to see just how fast it goes. Fuck the world, gotta make that bitch grab her toes. And rock game never goofy, no weapon shall prosper. Maneuver like I'm Bruce Lee, you know I'm Chucks. Been doing this since a young buck, begging for 50 cent from a victim while my gun tucked. And somebody gotta get it, and when you make a dollar, know somebody gotta spend it.
Struggle is real, the struggle is real, the struggle is real. You gotta do what you gotta just to get over the hill. When you live in America, either kill or be killed. Yeah.
Lord, have mercy, have mercy. I know that I ain't living right and know I'm not perfect. But plus I gotta eat, what I'm doing is worth it. So Lord, have
I stay
mercy.
At your head, heart be at your throat. Better ask your folk, I'm never the dog to provoke.
niggas know the status. Some bitches come cash they boats. In my zone with coke and plenty of grass to smoke. I'm surpassing rope, stay trapping for more. Two chicks boosting, we hooking back up in the back of the stove. I'm the jack of many trades, steady pimping my pen. Hustle in the shade, responding to niggas' funny ways. I was raised by winners, niggas who park business up at that Staples Center. Now that's gangster, nigga. I'm on some new money, nothing but raw. Pop shit, catch one in the jaw. It's gutter law, I know you wish you was a star. What I do is internal, smoking herbal, trying to run up in some bitches who fertile. Whoa, feel like this is my moment, feel it's time for change. Exercise some game, niggas vibe to change. No looking back at it, cause this is that moment. I step forward, ready to go at each and every opponent. Give it to anybody that want it. Represent the underdog, training in the gym till a minute they get their number called. I'm speed bagging this work, the trainers see me smashing. With perspiration on the back of my shirt, making them sweat. Better yet, just look at them vexed, like when I'm in that Knicks cashing a check. You know it's real, nigga.
The struggle is real, the struggle is real, the struggle is real. You gotta do what you gotta just to get over the hill. When you live in America, you
style, so many styles. We got style, style, so many styles.
All right, this first style right here, we call this the same word style. First person I heard using it was Bush. Why one for the money? Shit, I got a nine for the money. But figures, I got a rhyme for the money. You niggas get locked and do time for the money. Spent long nights on the grind for the money. Niggas line for the money. Drop down for the money. Chop box, cop blocks, bump knocks for the money.
Style, style, so many styles.
Alright, that's cool, but we gon' break it down to its fines. We gon' start with one of the simplest styles out. That's the one syllable style. Everybody used it at one point in time. Check it, it go. First verse, rock dudes to sleep. Take turns on the block, you gotta earn your keys. To the task force during the sweep, he ain't deep. Now they niggas on the block, they round them up like sheep. Take them down to the precinct, what do you think? Didn't find nothing but the residue in the sink. $30,000 mink, 5 barrels of ink. While I'm sipping on the cutie with a pill in my drink. Baby girl, jet black, but a part of a pink. I got style,
style, style.
All we gotta take it up to the two-syllable flow. That's that classic old-type shit off that first album. Nigga, let's go, little chick, us through on our best clothes. The club just closed, I'm breaking the dress code. Fresh mold, but the loafers with the dirty denim. Pants fit snug, baby, say I look 30 in them. But I'm only dub, eight. Relationships love, hate. Never been a thug, wait, niggas like blood, fake. But I've never been to shit that I've been through. Have a nigga acting like most black men do.
Style, style, so many styles. We got style, style, so many styles.
Alright, now we on the three-syllable style. Dudes like Irish, Irish, making me ask. They was doing that in 88, you know what I mean? Cats nowadays do it, y'all think they the rawest out. Fuck with it. It go, come on, dude, let's be brief. You should do a tour and call it Comic Stress Relief. I ain't a captain, I'm just a chief. You mess with me, this is how I address the beef. Delicate like a nest of leaves. Casual, one of the rawest dudes left, the rest deceased. Hip-hop is my expertise. I'm a nut, I'ma stay in the cut like your extra keys. I should charge y'all lecture fees. After this, my next song about to be How to Stretch Your Cheese.
Got style, style, so many styles. Style. He got style, style, so many styles. She got style, style, so many styles. You got style, style, so many styles.
Alright, I'ma skip four, just on a shrimp link. And I have got that lock right now, y'all know what that's about. I'ma step it up to five, this some shit them underground niggas be doing it years and like the hugs, you know what I mean? Check it out. Trip. If a nigga take a swing, it's his last punch. Cause I can go to work, you should be bringing the bag lunch. You never been hot, name a city, yo, group rocks. You ain't been lost since the video jukebox. I keep it moving like soul to soul. Old school like pole to pole. And keep improving, right? Niggas small like dust to mice. All night can't touch the mic. Y'all still with me now? Mama acting like she willing to bless these. And got enough ass for pulling my jetty.
Style, style, so many styles.
Alright, now we just talking about rhyme patterns, y'all. There's a lot of other shit that make you raw, you know what I mean? But once you get raw, you don't be busting off all that shit at once. That's what we call the free association style. Every toy got that shit good right now, you know what I mean? I'ma show y'all what I'm talking about, though. You know what I mean? Check it out. It go broke, clock, radio, work, gotta wait up. Gatorade, gloss, floss, ice on the Jacob. Labrador, Diva, Retriever, but you ain't even believe it. My gun bigger than the ordinary nigga. Trigger, encore, zigga, zigga, Tajay, dum, dum. Nigga tryna figure out where Guapale come from. Cutting the lump sum, how they get that far? Break them off like
like a piece of that Kit Kat bar, huh? Mike, quarter, Kai, sneakers with the Prada speakers, Cindy P, drop a she dropper. I gotta keep a worldwide satellite phone. I ain't gotta be for GPS. Fuck your address. What's your longitude and latitude? I'll be there promptly. I call shots like the key there, Moppy. Now see there, Poppy? The whip get dirty, got a detail shopping. The clips get dirty, have some females watching.
So many styles, she got style, style. So many styles, she got style, style. So many styles, we got.
Yo, 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 this is Demetrius from Horseshoe Gang, a.k.a. Devo, you know what I'm saying? I want to give a shout-out to Microphone Master, Dub CNN, it's Poppy. Thanks for showing us love always, Horseshoe Gang.
I'm getting restless, what guest list? I'm rushing the percussion and the discussion. Now as you were, your rhyme's soft like fur. Oh, you write for her? Now that explain it, but I rain it, I rule it, so cool it while I school it. Listen to precision, rhyming, timing, climbing through your window. Brooklyn style, and we in, yo, ravaging your whole premises. Don't never diss, cause here's your address, cause me bad, yes. So come test, minna, like Patra. I got it sewn like Sinatra. Organized rhyme in effect. Snap that neck like E-double if there be trouble. So move on, there's nothing to see here. Clear the area, your rhymes are dead. Get the barrier to barrier. I'm very effective, I might add. Original rule since I was a little lad. I never go back, I never flow whack. I just come back, I just come back. I never go back, I never flow whack. I just come back, I just come back. I'm pumping like Donovan, plus I'm a little vicious. I eat MCs cause they delicious. It's just that some mistrust, but I dust rhymes like a maid. Now I'm back with how, stomping like a parade. All up and down Fifth Ave. So if you rip, have plenty of back, cause I attack like blood cells fighting off diseased MCs. Like the super friends in the metropolis, in the super bends with Howie. Now we got 2 3s, fucking 6. Give me the mix and I'ma kill him with the lyrics. So dig a plot, a nigga got 7. Never doubt, I go all out. Salida, you need a map, you need a rap, you need a slap, you need a nap. So take one because you're tired. I get so fed, I feel wired. But I never sell or fall, cause I never fell. I never go back, I never flow whack. I just come back, I just come back. I never go back, I never flow whack. I just come back, I just come back. I don't beg, I break your leg like an egg and fry it. Try it and see what happened when I'm rapping. Shit start, so get smart like Max, cause cold hard facts prevail. I don't fail, I don't turn pale, but I'm very ill, I'm fatal. I rock rhymes like a cradle. Many days, many ways, let me count them. Everybody that I caught, everybody thought. But don't stutter, just say it, shit is butter. Now don't that feel better? Get a sweater, cause it's getting colder. Every time I hold up mic, niggas freeze up, so ease up like off the scrotum. Cause you wrote them like you know them, so let me show them. Real rhyme, cause I feel our mic start bugging if you don't back up off the mic. The lyrical war is on, and so I strike. I never go back, I never flow whack. I just come back, I just come back. I never go back, I never flow whack. I just come back, I just come back. I never go back, I never flow whack. I just come back, I just come back. I never go back, I never flow whack. I just come back, I just come back.
Listening to Microphone Masters on DubCNN.com. Star Sex, I want to ask you, who are some of the people who you would consider past and present the best trash talkers in the game? The reason that this is something I want to talk to you about. Last week, at the end of the game between the Bengals and the Browns, Adam Pac-Man Jones went in on Terrell Pryor, went in on him, calling him garbage and all this stuff. Actually had a trash can that was close in proximity, and he grabbed it and said, "What, were you in there? You in there? Trash. He's trash. He's trash." He didn't want to talk about the game. He wanted to talk about how trash Terrell Pryor is. So talking trash all about it. So who are some of the, doesn't matter the sport, doesn't matter if it's music or whatever, who are some of the people that you would consider some of the upper echelon trash talkers in the game? Because I know I got to go with Gary Payton. He's up on the list for me, but go ahead.
Look, man, all the shit Gary Payton talking or talking about, all you got to say is you ain't got no rings, homie. So we just keep that
one. He did get a ring. He got a ring with Miami. He was a big player, but he got a ring.
Come on, man. So then you just double down and be like, come on, man. That one don't even count.
Right.
That one don't even count. Charmer got a ring. That shit really count. All right. Trash talking. Look, man, the greatest trash talker of all time, I think we would both agree, that shit's Muhammad Ali, right?
Oh, yeah.
That shit's Muhammad Ali, right? So we're going to go right there. That's Muhammad Ali. Now, after that, there's a lot of cats who try to emulate Muhammad Ali, running their mouths and shit. But some of my personal favorites include Chad Ochocinco, when he had that chart up and was calling out DBs he was going to burn by the week. By the week.
Yes.
That was him in his heyday, man, at his prime, when he had the grills in there. And they was like, oh, my God, the black wide receiver is wearing a grill.
Yeah.
And after that, you definitely got to give it up to Steve Smith, a.k.a. Ice Up, son. You know, Steve Smith, he's still fucking putting on the young cats, man. Remember when he fucked that one dude up who was talking shit to him in practice when he was with the fucking Carolina Panthers? I think he crushed his eye orbit or some
shit. Yeah, he gave him a two-piece for sure.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, I ain't fucking with Steve Smith, man. That nigga, no, I ain't fucking with him. Who else talks about the trash, dude? Basketball court, we know Michael Jordan. He's a big trash talker. The motherfucker was shooting free throws with his eyes closed just to fucking stay interested in the game, right?
This is true.
And another good trash talker, Roy Jones Jr. in his prime.
Roy Jones is classic, yes.
Right? Didn't my man, he used to play in like semi-pro basketball games the same day he was fighting.
That's the ultimate trash talk, because you're saying, you know what, this is light work for me. I'm going to go ahead and just get this basketball game in so I can get a good cardio in, and then I'm going to beat your ass later on tonight.
Right? Let's see. The silent trash talker, Usain Bolt. Okay. See, all he do is just smile when he's in front of you. Right? He just smiles, posing for the camera, going at warp speed. Give up Usain Bolt. Hip-hop. I mean, this is a hip-hop podcast. Who are some of the good trash talkers? Gotta go with Ghost. Right? Okay. Gotta go with Ghostface. Remember he was shitting on Biggie Smalls with the ultimate subliminal?
Yeah.
Like, niggas caught Nas' album cover, and when he said that shit, I was like, okay, he's really calling Biggie out. He don't get no bigger trash talking than that, because that was like a year after Ready to Die came out.
This is true. He gave no fucks.
Gave no fucks. So I go Ghost on that one. Who else talks a lot of trash? Jay, give me one.
I'm gonna say Larry Bird. Larry Bird. I'm gonna still keep it basketball, keep it sports, but Larry Bird talks a lot. And we know 50 Cent stay talking trash.
Yeah, he kind of does, dude. He talks so much trash, you forget he's talking trash.
Yeah, I'll never forget when he and Kanye had the albums that dropped on the same day, and he said that if Kanye outsold him, that he would retire. Then Kanye outsold him, and he said, nah, it's because Def Jam went and bought up the copies, and so that's why I'm not going to retire. I'll never forget that.
Remember when he had the elephant at the beach picture? I won't even say who he was talking about or whose girl he was talking about. I'm going to just leave that one alone. Yeah, man. Trash talking, man. Don't talk too much trash, though. That shit would get you shot.
And that's how we end.
There's a lot of dead rappers that was talking shit, dude.
That's true. On that note, we're going to go into a couple songs. We're going to come back. We got Large Professor. It's called Opulence. We have Nas with Nas album done. And we got Brand Nubian, All for One. We got Large Professor, Nas, and Brand Nubian. You are listening to Microphone Masters on DubCNN.com.
Uptown with the Harlem crew, live at the barbecue, decked out like an army troop, camouflage. Gosh, I just got the car hand washed, the Million Man March, that goes by the name of William and Large. Professor, the best of Isley Brothers, banging out the system. Whatever, yo, it was inevitable, seen it clear something like a year ago. Prophetic, prophetic, real, official, and authentic. Some words that describe, it's a new day, just dropped my girl at a job. Now I'm off to the office, jetting on the highway to add on to the opulence. The crops, I'm a John Bound graduate, driving down Sedgwick Avenue. B-boy salute the admiral. Prince Infinite Lover Law was the attribute. Many moons ago, I realized that life's not a Broadway musical. The rules and code of the streets is what I went by since the group home. Wore two-tone jeans and Lees and BVDs. Even shot with EBTs. Can't tell me about the struggle. Pin that ass to the grass and jump off the turnbuckle. God told me my luck will change once I flee the cage and start thinking long range. Ever since then, I commenced. Paddle on mass strong and add on to the opulence.
Never poetic grind writer, chiefer, ebony empress getter, celebrity apprentice, a devil show. Big up to Africa, Mexico, Hennessy, margarita, venison eater. So dear, spread them here. Don't be acting innocent either. Don't me, relax me. It's only to the nasty. I'm just a phony assassin. A lot of niggas owe me, I'ma tax them. A lot of sisters hold me to something holy and Catholic. Cause the rosary and gold flashing, just an attachment and accessory to my dress code. Now everywhere, all I see is Pablo Esco. Last time I checked, I was still breathing, my neck was still freezing. Now everybody got an Escobar season. To every baby on the album cover existing, this trend I was setting, it came to fruition. I'm assisting to push the culture forward. To all my ghost supporters like a local black-owned grocery store. Cause in the hood, shit ain't passed down through blood. It's a dub on that, we get government aid. Spend it at day stores, putting their kids through college. We need balance, so we can lease and own deeds in our projects. So I'm asking G's to go in their pockets. The racial economic inequality, let's try to solve it. My signature fade with a bevel blade, that's a major key. I told her she's smart and loyal, I like that, that's a major key. Start a label, run it, sign yourself, that's a major key. What Tony had on the table, it's like us, we a major key. Still underestimated, every mistake a lesson. Mercury retrograde, so if that planet's been backwards up in the heavens, maybe it's affecting backward niggas who don't be repping lately. I'm playing chess with babies, niggas is nursery. Niggas impersonating, rehearsing me, nothing like me, I'm the first to meet, and that's quite certainly so official. Come get this issue, some women crazy. I like a woman to show me wisdom. These hoes easily convinced to pop they pussy with a loaded pistol. Y'all ain't meant to be played, says the brother with the signature fade. Still pay stacking, new stash. Went from hanging with shooters and clappers to computer hackers. Check the fashion in Monaco, getting ocean mist on my history hats. Cali called me while I was in album mode, so I put it on hold for the major key. My album done, niggas, wait and see.
Classic shit.
timeless. Forever. Iconic.
My signature fade with a bevel blade. That's a major key. I told her she's smart and loyal. I like that. That's a major key. Start a label. Run it. Sign yourself. That's a major key. What Tony had on the table. It's like us. We a major key.
Quick to toast an MC just like an English muffin. Don't worry about a thing because the food was never bluffing. I get headaches from the whack. So then I take a buffin and I max. I wait until the opportune time and then I tax. But shit, I max. Penance and sinning is the sinner, so I guess I'm not a sinner. Beginners for beginners, so I guess I'm no beginner. This is how I spark it. Put money in my pocket. When it comes to having pleasure, I get hard as a rocket. MC Grand Pool coming through all the residue. The songs are main classic, dating back to the Babaloo. My boys, I call them Op. The phones out of them jocking. I can think of many episodes I sprung in Lincoln Park. No, I'm not a phony, and I got a tenderoni. Left the way she is, not too fat, not too bony. Don't drink, shake, I won't sink like a tanker. Knock the boots off a certain Casablanca, and I thank her. Some rap for stink, like Engelbert Humperdinck. Better yet, Dick Cavett, I got a bad habit. Similar to the girl, well, she's got a habit. I think with the brain, and I wish behind a zipper. I'm living kinda good, similar to Jack Tripper. A landlord named Roper did a show at the Copa. When I'm finished with this, I'll be paid like Oprah. So if honey wants to act fly, I'll just play like Guy, and I'm
paying
stick out your thumb and hits, cause you've been cut off like a light switch. See, I'm programmed to slam with the summer, spring, or fall. Before I do a show, I get some kicks out the mall. Then I get my gear and I give Trevor a call, cause he works in the barbershop right behind the mall. Other rappers try to rhyme me, but you know they got dead. To put it blunt, honey, I shrunk the kids. So book is back off, break north, here comes the regulator. Bet you that's a fine
one. One for all,
Red Nubian.
Style, that's why you caught a clip. My suitcase is packed and I'm going on a trip to Micadelphia. I go for self and still be slamming. The school bell is ringing and I call somebody cramming for the test. Oh yes, my study guide was thick. I cut you with my verbal, didn't hurt you, just a nick off your face. Don't play possum, watch me and I'll blossom like a rose. And get some new clothes and I'm fresh sprayed from Rob. Jump on the phone and dial the now room. I'm the come one, come all. We about to get hectic. If my crew don't get in, then the X makes an X to the rear. I'm out of here, don't front on my brothers. I take care of them before I take care of others. The wood bats is doomed in the 90s, it's aluminum. Step to the stage with a mic and I'm doing them something awful. I'm a citizen and I'm lawful. I go to hunt in a fall, rip the policeman's ball. I got the power to make a car stop. I get some drinks from Glackens. And when the crowd slackens, I stop drinking. And then I start thinking about days in the past when Derek X was last. But now I'm on the top, damn news travels fast, cause I'm like that. They can't see this, read my book, it contains many pieces of verses. I took the time to delete all the curses. So moms, reach deep in your purses and buy me, take me home and try me and do me well.
One for all,
Red Nubian.
Up like a straw and jump on the dance floor. Cause every time I step in a jam, I'm laid like a door and slam. But then girls try to turn my knob, cause I'm a heartthrob. I guess it's just a hazard that comes with the job. Cause every time I rock around, I show Jamar's intellectual. Girls wanna get sexual. Well, I guess I have to cope with being so dope. You wanna be me, but can't see me with a telescope. You seek and search, but still you can't find. You're weak and it hurts to be deaf, dumb, and blind. A supreme mind will take you out of your paralysis. I grip the mic so tight, I get calluses. And your analysis is that the Lord whips rhymes into shape with a mic cord. I do it good cause I'm a positive black man. Eating up suckers as if I was Pac-Man. Not a dapper dance fan, say casual. To rock like the J, it comes gradual. You gotta know the leisure, wise and dumb. And understand your culture of freedom. Power equally with the God, so you can build and bone your cipher. All your life you must teach truth. Of the true and living God, not a mystery spook. And when you do that, pursue that goal, which made the student enroll, and only then you'll prosper.
One for all, it's for all. One for all. It's for one. It's for one. It's
are listening to Microphone Masters on dubcnn.com. As always, make sure you stay in touch with what we got going on here at Microphone Masters. Hit us up, mm@dubcnn.com. Twitter is @MikeMastersRadio. Instagram is @MicrophoneMasters. Facebook is facebook.com/MicrophoneMastersRadio. Follow the host @JavonLove and then @StarSaxon. That's StarSaxxon. Again, hit us up, mm@dubcnn.com. Follow us on Twitter. That's how we get down. Without further ado, we're going to get into a couple joints. And we're going to come back and pick StarSaxon's brain on his last words. So we have now StarSaxon. I'm hitting you with something a little bit out of left field. We got Murphy Lee. What that hook going to be? So, you know, what that Murphy Lee, what that hook gonna be? We got De La Soul Royalty Capes, and we got Random or / Mega Ran out here in Arizona does his thing. He stays on tour doing his thing. It's called Higher. So we have Murphy Lee, De La Soul, and Random, a.k.a. Mega Ran. You are listening to Microphone Masters on dubcnn.com.
Who be doing what I do, nigga? Uh-huh. Yeah. Woo! Yeah. Let's get at it, dog. Come on.
Now what goes up must come down, but we ain't coming down. It be them same old clowns giving you pound, pretending they proud. But when you leave town, they go around running their mouth. They something like a hater, man, talking bad about the players. If I'm not gonna see you later, man, you can't be fronting until you confront it on. If you don't like what's going on, go on to another song. Cause I keep a hater guilty. My cars and my money are alike, man, both of them filthy. From skipping and empty to fuel on full. See, I be high when my cargo bulls. Obey no rules to school, you fools. Schoolboy Earl, where we young dude news. St. Louis like Blues, D. Miles, and Larry Hughes. And a young dude done pay, young dude, dude, dude.
But yo, what the hook gon' be?
See, I don't need no fucking hook on this beat. All I need is the track in the background. While my headphones loud, keep the blunt going around. And I'ma rip.
Yo, what the hook gon' be, man?
See, I don't need no fucking hook on this beat. Track in the background, while my headphones loud, keep the blunt going around, and I'm gonna
come out tomorrow, and I will never have
my first car when I turned 16. Only drove it home out of town limousines. Plus, we was broke with a deal, but nobody could tell, so we did what we had to do for country grammar to sell. I steal my own melodies, plus I like my booties and my boobs like a capital letter B. That's how it is, how it better be. I preferably rather have two or three girls in the bed with me. Close your ears, my, you ain't heard nothing. I always pay my letter, brother, hold something. I'm basically coming from nothing to something. When I say nothing, meaning pocket full of lint and buttons.
We all we got.
Used to be creative on Halloween. Stop a hotter team, went from nada to a lot of things.
So yo, what that hook gon' be?
See, I don't need no fucking hook on this beat.
Shit.
All I need is the track in the background. While my headphones loud, keep the blunt going around. And I'ma rip.
Yo, what that hook gon' be?
See, I don't need no fucking hook on this beat.
Shit.
All I need is the track in the background. While my headphones loud, keep the blunt going around. And I'ma rip.
People always saying, man, it must be nice. No high, no nothing, not a simple house life. Understand the money's good, but I'm still from the hood. So don't be asking for no inch and be expecting a foot. Unless you want a foot. I know a few crooks that can place you where you need to be put. And it might not cost me, player. Got a Benz pepper interior, paint salty, player. And we all push it. But me, I push it real good. Brains blown out, chromed out, real, real wood. Catch me on your local dirty or in the studio doing vocals dirty. I'm the same dude that came through with my crew. Let the girls do me while you do you.
And
all I need is JDB to be banging. I'ma come up with these verses that I'm usually slanging. I'll be ripping.
Yeah, what the hook gon' be?
See, I don't need no fucking hook on this beat.
Shit.
All I need is the track in the background. My headphones loud, keep the blunt going around. And I'ma rip.
Sons and daughters, lion-hearted kings and everything in between.
Take a seat. Be witness.
You consider him king, so bow to icing on cakes. Chariots cruise at tour the speeds. Lay your bifocals on royalties. Longer than Sears catalog, stern like Matadors, infatigable actual LPs. Mirror the crimson tie, the color of the Rubik's. Them duplex views got your nose up. But cozy up to this warmth though, at long term frozes up. The Jonas up, I get swallowed by the Barracuda. Androids read raps off our phones. I choke the blood out of felt tips. Heavyweights up to the front if the belt fits. The wealth is like ivory toothpicks. One out of each tusk and muskets bust for each and every hiccup. Salute life when dawn breaks. Foreign colored faux mink lapels on these royalty capes. I repeat, salute life when dawn breaks. Foreign colored faux mink lapels around royalty capes. Royalty.
Secretly in cloud formations, waterfall rhythms from crowns containing galaxies, gems from past dimensions. A bond so strong, it has unbreakable status. Spits hieroglyphic scripture like a god from Atlantis.
Us three be the omega like fish oil. This royal right, we own no rentals. Owners of the Cape Express, human fresh from the mind. You ate off the plate of fundamentals. Knocked on every door of the country's red rugs will lay on floors. We walk and etched in like testament. You find the atomic number 79 on burners' periodic tables we dine upon. Sitting on thrones getting blown to bits by a royal dime filet of fine dining. News from the east, sire. Them east coast kings are still finding ways to stay on. Horns play on like a damn disease. Spread the words of Ramses and fry up the pan of these. Salute dawn when day breaks and give me my checks with the same first name as my cape. I repeat, salute dawn when day breaks and give me my checks with the same first name as a cape. Royalty.
We are an army of stars unleashed. The sky takes notes when we speak. Our capes move with the wind because of the wings beneath. This is royalty. The sky takes notes when we speak. Our capes move with the wind because of the wings beneath. This is royalty. The sky takes notes when we speak. Our capes move with the wind because of the wings beneath. This is royalty.
Stimulant. Put your hands up if you're feeling it.
the presence. Cause every day it perverts a blessing. Put up your hand, put up a grand. Me and my man just come with the jam. First was the car, then we just flipped it. Exhibit styles no one knew existed. Haters is tripping, they call me a gimmick. Go ahead in front while I'm clocking these bitches. Can't even hear you, you're so insignificant. Spitting ignorance, it's scared to be different. Ladies have to get kinda close to this. But you rushing like stupid, you're socialist. They go split like the bush if it's over this. Cause the phones are just so inappropriate. They stuck in their ways, nothing will change. More than a couple of days. Anyway, I've been grinding my man. Spent time with the band, the dominant brand is Ran, followed by D-O-M Beats. Leaving the streets open, didn't understand. Please show them, affirmative, I'ma keep flowing. Talking this and that, all it's a tat. I don't get with that, that'll get you smacked. If your chick is stacked, I can get with that. Me and click is flat, like a cricket bat. These rappers ain't matching my steps. I'm ready to tax and death. On the good foot, it's a good look. Live my life up, what's called in the good book. Better step it up, man, we getting big. When I get a gig, then I get a gig. Yeah, we getting a war, gotta get some more. Put your drink down, get a hold of the floor.
What's up? This is De La Zoo, and you guys are tuning into Microphone Masters.
You are listening to Microphone Masters on DubCNN.com. We have come to that part of the podcast that we like to call Last Words. And so, Star Saxon, we're going to send you out with this one. I had to hit a little. Sometimes I listen to Bomani Jones on ESPN Radio. Bomani Jones is a 4-hour left. Matter of fact, I'm going to start to effort Bomani Jones and see if I can get him to rock with some Microphone Masters. That's a 2017 goal, so we're going to see if we can do that. But he has that old soul song of the day, and we've done old school joints, and when Rich Nix was still rocking with us, shout out to Rich Nix, we would do that from time to time. But I was inspired, so we're going to leave you with Shalimar. Second time around, we're gonna let y'all rock out a little bit to that. But before we get to that point, last words. I'm gonna start here. I ate a black bean veggie burger today, Star Saxon.
Okay. Are you okay?
I loved it, man. I loved it. I went and did my run, and it seemed I wasn't so full that it impaired me or I was inhibited or anything. And so I think, and then to top it off, when I went to pick my oldest son from his practice today, from his strength and conditioning, and we went to Quiznos, I decided to get a veggie another veggie sandwich. Which, you know, has some guacamole and all that stuff on it. So I might be going a little bit more veggie, not all the way, because I love me a steak. Matter of fact, tomorrow night I'm going to get me a steak from the steakhouse out here. I got to get my medium rare on. But my last words is. Variety. Last words, variety. So, a little, you know, some veggie burgers, some black bean veggies burger and all that stuff. So that's what I got going on. Star Saxon, it's on.
Alright, people. I don't care if you in Cali. I don't care if you in Wisconsin. You cannot run away from media reports about the madness that is Kanye West. Said a lot of crazy shit. Then the motherfucker went crazy himself. Then the motherfucker went where crazy people go to get their craziness addressed in Los Angeles. They went to the UCLA Ronald Reagan Medical Center. I think he was on a unwilling 5150 for about a week. So they can figure out what the fuck is wrong with him. But I'm going to just call it crazy like Chris Rock used to say. Just call it crazy, right? My man gets out. And the first image of I see of Kanye West out. The brother done turned his hair yellow, dude.
Yes.
He dyed his hair blonde when he got out of the 5150. I'd have just rolled his ass right back in after that one. But, not to be outdone with his own craziness, he one-upped himself and today was kicking it Trump Tower with Donald Trump.
Yeah.
And that's after... But 3 weeks ago, he said he didn't vote, but if he was going to vote, he would have voted for Trump.
Uh-huh.
Right? Right. So here's my last words. are going to be something like this. How crazy does a motherfucker have to be who's a transplant to the city of L.A. before they had their L.A. privileges revoked? Just a question, dude. Similar to the question of L.A. have to be revoked. Hours is on Friday. I got the Rogue One ticket, dude. I'm going to be the first thing in the morning. Next week, report.
So, Rogue One, so you really looking forward to that?
Yeah, I kind of am, dude. Like, I stayed away from all the background shit. I didn't, like, check the internet pages or the blogs or the reviews or who this character is and that character is, besides just kind of knowing just a little bit. I went real hard in the paint on The Force Awakens before the shit even dropped. But this one, I just stayed away from because it was like, all right, dude, we're going to roll with another girl with a British accent. All right, okay. They okay, they got Diego Luna in there for the Latinos. Okay, they got the dude Nod from the fucking The Night Of from HBO. He up in there. Okay, they basically have a multicultural ragtag group of fucking thieves that either go steal the Death Star. And they want me to be entertained by this. And so I figured, since I know everything Star Wars, I'm just going to stay away from all the chatter. Because it's kind of obvious they do get the Death Star plans, right?
Right.
Right? And then, since it only happens like a few, like a year or so, or a couple weeks before Star Wars A New Hope, I'm going to assume they all die. Because we didn't see their asses in any of the other movies. And it was only a couple weeks before the other movie started. So I'm going to go out on a limb and say, after they steal the Death Star plans, those who survive get jobs on the planet Alderaan, working under Bail Organa, Princess Leia's stepfather. And then in A New Hope, when they test the Death Star out, they just blow the fucking planet up so you never see the people again.
Now, isn't a young Lando Calrissian in there?
Nah, that's the other movie. That's the young Han Solo movie that's coming out like in 2018. May 2018. Okay. Hey, they're milking the fuck out of that cow, dude. It's confused. I know.
Well, shoot. Well, on that note, we're going to leave y'all with, as I said, with Shalimar second time around. On behalf of the one and only Star Saxon, I am Jay Love. Make sure you check out dubcnn.com. And also make sure you tell a friend to tell a friend about Microphone Masters. Hit us up, at dubcnn. And as I said before, you can follow us on Twitter at Mike Masters Radio. Until next time, you can. We'll be right back.
gonna keep you mine the second time, baby.
Second time, baby.